live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you again from the virtual Business Radio X studio in Alpharetta, here in the North Fulton area. And no, we're not in Renaissance Bank, but folks, we still love Renaissance Bank and the work they're doing. And regarding all the SBA related loans, disaster relief loans that are going on, PPP, EIDL, and every other acronym you can come up with. So check them out, renaissancebank.com. And for more information, or just call your Renaissance banker and be in touch. And we've got a great guest today that I'm excited to have on the show ever since I've heard about this concept, Kate Stroth. She is with Farm Stores Georgia, a brand new business coming to Georgia. Kate, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited and honored to be here.
It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit about you and what Farm Stores Georgia is all about.
Great. Yeah. So Farm Stores of Georgia is part of the overall brand of just Farm Stores based out of Miami. And I am the area representative for Farm Stores, covering just the state of Georgia right now. And we have actually 10, as of yesterday, area reps in our company all over the country. We've just signed our first area rep out in Arizona. So, but very excited to be a part of this brand and certainly with the great state of Georgia. I myself have a history in working in corporate America, so to speak, 23 years, various big name companies, and I retired in 2016. To have the fortunate to have two young little girls now. And I just really have always wanted to go back to work. I knew that I would, but didn't really want to go. I wanted to go in a different direction and started looking at different franchise concepts out there and happened upon Farm Stores. And it's just been great to work with. And we're so excited about bringing this brand to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit because I want you to describe Farm Stores in a second. But let's talk about you, because you know, when you're looking at franchise concepts, you've literally got hundreds that you could choose from. So why Farm Stores versus all the other concepts, business opportunities that are out there for you?
For me, so yeah, I think there's a lot of ways to approach franchising, and not everybody comes at it from the same direction. So it really, for me, it was really about a way of life that I wanted to change, and my stage in life, where I was with my husband and his stage in life. And we felt like franchising was the right thing for me. So for our family too, I took a different approach. I didn't start in and looking at all the different brands that were out there. I wanted to immerse myself in everything related to franchising and learn about the industry, what it can offer us, what it offers other people, just learning the lingo. I mean, there's a lot to franchising. And it's a regulated industry. It's regulated by the federal government, which is, it's for the benefit of all. So I really wanted just to educate myself. And I, you know, just said, I'm going to go to a couple of franchise shows. One they had here in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria Center. They have a couple of shows there every year. And I parked myself in the education booth. I didn't go around and look at all the different brands. And I sat there and I just listened to all the speakers and, you know, asked a lot of questions and continued along that path. And eventually went to another big show that was up in New York at the Javits Center. And, you know, really just went there to educate myself. And of course, you know, meeting different people, came upon some brands that I was interested in and struck up a relationship with and continued down that path. And about 6 months later, found myself in deep into negotiations with farm stores. It was the right fit at the right time. So there's a lot of different ways that you can come into franchising. Mm. We have some franchisees that are coming in to us right now that are, they don't want to look at any other brand. They believe in our concept. They know our concept. They're familiar with it. And they want to open a farm stores right now. You know, some are working with franchise brokers in mm-hmm. the community to, you know, go through that process. So it's different for everyone. And it certainly was different for myself, but I'm very pleased with where I am right now.
Folks, we're speaking with Kate Stroth, and she is the area representative for farm stores here in the state of Georgia. The company is based actually in Florida. Now, Kate, what you described is do your homework. So that's the lesson for those listening that are looking at a franchise. And of course, there's a lot of folks that are in transition right now. Do your homework. However you do it, do your homework. So that's, thank you for giving that lesson for folks. But let's get into farm stores. Let's get into why, what attracted you to farm stores, the concept itself. It's been pretty successful in Florida, and it's going across the country now.
It is. And I tell you, it, as luck would have it, it's a really great time to be in the drive-through business. But, you know, in a nutshell, what Farm Stores does is we provide a service to our local community, wherever our stores are based. They're neighborhood-based. They're a drive-through convenience store. And that's a very simple way to put it, but we're not your typical drive-through or your typical convenience store. Hmm. In other words, it's not, you know, beef jerky, lottery tickets, and cheap beer. It's going to be geared towards families, a busy working professional, a commuter, blue collar. You know, our customers are all over the board. They're anybody that lives and works in that immediate area where our stores are located. And what we provide is a combination of bakery, light grocery, cafe type items. So if you think about your Express Lane grocery store items that you go and get, your eggs, your milk, your farm related items, dairy. And then, you know, you may want to get a hot cup of coffee or some soup, a salad to take home, fresh baked baguettes. Those are our number one selling item. Believe it or not, some stores sell over 1,000 baguettes a week. So
really?
Fresh baked bread is really hot. Yeah.
Wow.
You would think it'd be coffee or, you know, milk or eggs, but it's the fresh baked bread. That's our signature item. So, you know, but 20% of the inventory that we carry will be localized. So whatever the needs of that neighborhood are, or whatever the demand is, we can tweak the inventory to suit those needs. So 80% would be standard, of course. But, you know, we hope to be in every neighborhood across the country. That's the mission and the vision for this company. And we've got some very aggressive goals, but I'm telling you, the phone is ringing off the hook now.
Yeah. With the current situation we're in, I can see how that would be. Tell us about the history of this organization, though, because it obviously came about some time ago, well before all this pandemic happened. So what was the business case behind it to begin with?
Well, the brand has evolved. It's been around for over 60 years. So if you think back way back before my time, you know, people used to go to the farm and get their glass bottles of milk and bring it home. And then milk was delivered to your doorstep, your glass bottles, your dairy products. So the brand started out that way, and in South Florida, evolved over the years. It was purchased by the Barrett family in 1994. They have restructured, and franchised the units in 2014 and slowly but surely have built out a very solid base and a solid business model to franchise, and we're hiring the right people to get to the growth objectives that we have. So the history is, you know, very long history. It's a vintage brand. It kind of harkens us back to the olden days. I think that, you know, there is a customer base for that. People do like the nostalgia of it. The eggnog, the ice cream, the bread that I mentioned, all very strong selling items and always has been.
Give us a little sense of timing of all this, not pandemic related, but just in terms of per se, but in terms of what's happening with restaurant and the retail industry, because you're kind of straddling both those spaces a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it's kind of a combination of retail.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, there are some products that we sell, quick service, QSR related, with their light grocery and bakery items, coffee and sandwiches and things like that. It's an interesting model. There isn't really a true competitor of ours out there. We're the first to market. We've been first to market for, like I said, 60 years. So it's an interesting time because of the pandemic, of course. We're an essential business. Mm-hmm. Drive through. You don't even, it's a touchless, almost a touchless transaction. You put the groceries or the goods that you buy right in the trunk of your car. So we, you know, we have evolved. We feel like our model can evolve with the changing times, but still keep that nostalgic essence that we have at mm-hmm. the center of our brand.
You've got an interesting customer experience from a number of points of view. I'm just thinking about this. And I'm sure I'm not going to hit them all, but you mentioned how the someone's purchases get delivered. So from a safety point of view, you've got that. But when you say drive in convenience store, and I know you mentioned that's with a lot of caveats. I mean, convenience stores don't have fresh baked bread. I don't think, right? I mean, even these ones that are all tricked out right now don't have that.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you walk into a convenience store, some of the higher end ones, mm-hmm. Ones that we have here in Atlanta, like QT or Racetrack,
right.
You notice in convenience stores, things are trending in the healthier direction. You can get, there's healthier items that you can select, but they still have your traditional, you know, your hot dogs that are spinning on the
right.
Right. A microwave, maybe if you want to buy a sandwich and you can heat it up in your microwave. But we have actual ovens similar to a Starbucks or, you know, a coffee shop where we can do a quick bake or a quick heat up of some items or toast the items if need be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about speed, too, because you need to get the cars through as quickly as possible.
Sure.
We're able to, if you come into the store or you come through the drive-through line, there's not a squawk box. So we don't have that kind of, you know, welcome to farm stores, may I take your order. It's a more personalized interaction. We want to get to know our customers. We want to know the names of everybody that comes through because they live in that neighborhood. And it's the first thing they see when they come out of the neighborhood and the last thing they see going in. It's very convenient. Them. So we try to get to know our customers on a first name basis. We know what they like. We know that they have, you know, maybe two kids in the back and what their kids' names are. And if, you know, maybe they like chocolate chip cookies and we can give them a cookie or an ice cream. But, you know, in general, people will come in for eggs or milk or basic staple items and end up picking up some fresh squeezed orange juice or a baguette to go with their soup. So it is a, you know, like I said, a cross, but we can put the groceries in the back of your car, hand you your sandwich or your coffee, and you're on your way.
Wow. That is, again, a little different than a convenience store, because they don't want to know your name. They just want you to get in, buy your beer and cigarettes and lottery tickets and move on, right? Next in line. So that's pretty cool. Talk about the locations in Florida. I mean, just the size of the organization right now. What's out there that people can look at if they want to go see an actual store open right now?
We have about 35 locations in South Florida and growing very quickly, expanding north from Miami up to, I'd say, the Orlando area right now, mm-hmm. Tampa and Orlando. Georgia, we have two stores that are going to be opening in the fall, probably August, September timeframe. One would be in Ackworth, Dallas area. We're very excited about serving that area. And then also in Holly Springs on Hickory Flats Road. We're slated to open that store in September. We have a store in Louisiana that opened last fall. We have two coming online in Houston. Two dozen or so that are due to come online in the next 12 months. Pennsylvania, New York, Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey. And then, as I mentioned, Arizona is going to be coming online in the next 12 months too.
Well, now let's talk about what you're looking for here in Georgia and what your plans for growth are. I mean, you're the area representative and you're looking for folks to come in and buy a franchise, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And, you know, you touched a little bit on the differences between a traditional convenience store and the type of person that would own and operate that. Our franchisees obviously need to be very customer service oriented and outgoing, people friendly. If we don't have the customer service angle, then we're going to lose customers. We're very well aware of that. So we're going to strive to be the most convenient and the friendliest, always fast, always fresh, and always friendly. And that's our slogan. The type of operator that we're looking for is obviously going to, like I said, be very customer service oriented, and they may not have a lot of experience in running their own business, but they have the aptitude and the acumen to do so. Of course, we would prefer someone with a wealth of experience, but given our model and our low cost of entry, we know that we're going to attract some first-time franchisees. We have two different models to choose from. When you come on board with us, you can choose the turnkey option or the build your own option. The build your own option is not for the faint. You have to be able to have the skill and the knowledge of how to basically build your own business from the ground up, from purchasing the land, getting the approvals in place, arranging for all the engineering and architectural designs of the store. We help you with that, but that cost also falls on you. The other model that I mentioned is a turnkey solution where we do all of that work for you. And in exchange for that, you would lease the business back from us. So we have a developer, local developer here in Atlanta, very well known, that has the skill and the money and the backing to do this. They go out, we look for sites, we purchase the land, and we get the building up, and we literally turn the keys over to you, and you would stock it at that point and open. So, you know, there are two models. One is for more experienced, one is for less experienced, but still has the strong acumen and the ability to run their own business. You can start small. You can start with a single unit. We do have multi-unit opportunities available to up to three stores.
Folks, we're speaking with Kate Stroth, and Kate is the area representative for Farm Stores here in Georgia. So, Kate, you mentioned site selection. What's the ideal site for a farm store's unit, because it's, you know, they say selection, real estate is everything, right? When it comes to the success of a concept like this.
It's location, location, location.
There you go.
It's all about where we are. We strive to be the first thing that you will see coming out of your neighborhood, your house, the last thing you see coming in. When you are at home, or let's say your daughter's having a sleepover and you forgot the pancake mix and you've got to run to the store and you've got to be quick. We want to be located right there and very easy. We want to be the first place that you would think of to go to get it. So the location is everything. Our strategy is to look within a 1 mile radius or a 3 mile radius, 1500 rooftops or more. So we know that those rooftops are there and very close by. And, you know, the way Atlanta is, there's lots of highways and byways and little, I like to call them like little arteries that feed into the veins, or little capillaries that feed into the veins. We want to be somewhere along the vein, but not in a major thoroughfare where there's just, you know, the speed of the traffic is very high. We want to be in that sort of 35 to 45 mile per hour traffic flow, very close to many rooftops, big, large neighborhoods.
Who is the right fit for a franchise concept like this? You mentioned customer service orientation. There's not necessarily a need for having had your own business previously, but obviously that would be preferred. What are some of the other thoughts you have in terms of folks that would be a good fit for this concept?
Yeah, well, the number one thing that I think we will look at first and foremost is this person able to interact with the public? And aside from that, it's all about how well capitalized they are. You know, with any business venture, there's going to be an investment, a financial investment. So we do look to make sure that you meet the financial requirements. Most, if not all, franchisees or franchises, they have a franchise fee that you pay up front. That can range anywhere from, I've seen them as low as $10,000 up to, you know, $60,000, $75,000. Ours is $25,000, so it's reasonable. You know, and beyond that, you'd need, if you went with the turnkey model, you'd need to be able to have your lease or your capital injection into the investment, because the developer is fronting all of that money. So that's around $50,000. And then once you open, you need your inventory, and then you need your working capital. And there are a lot of things that can quickly add up. Marketing is very important, especially when the concept is new to the neighborhood and they're not familiar with it. So you need to maybe spend a lot more to get the word out and to get those customers to come through. We can sometimes be confused with a feed store, like a farm feed store. Mm-hmm. What is farm stores? What do we do? So you're going to need to invest a little bit in the marketing up front to get those customers familiar with what you offer. But, you know, I would say definitely customer service oriented and has the capital and the financial backing to sustain any hiccups that can come. And, you know, fortunately, our business has, I'm not going to say benefited, because you have to be very careful about how you talk about the pandemic. It's not been easy for some people, but for us, we've seen about 67% growth compared to this time last year. In the month of, I think it was March. Yeah, March was 67% growth in sales. And some stores have literally doubled their sales.
Wow.
Now, we do expect some of that to taper off as people are able to venture out and feel more confident.
Sure.
And interacting. But you know, there is a unique play there. There will be a segment of the market, vulnerable people that maybe still need to be very well aware of where they go and who they interact with, that we might retain those customers for a long time and hopefully forever.
Well, and it sounds like you've got the customer experience, the products, fresh baked bread. You got my attention there. You're going to retain some of those folks just because they love the experience versus the alternatives, right?
Yeah, the feedback has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I speak with our. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so I know the business operator and the franchisee in Lafayette, Louisiana. We talk often, and he said it's just the feedback has been phenomenal. Obviously, you don't have as many people from South Florida in Louisiana, but you do have people in Atlanta that are familiar already with our brand. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was just saying when they really do understand what it is we do, they love it and they come back.
That's awesome. Kate Stroth is with us, folks, and she is the area representative here in the state of Georgia for Farm Stores. You kind of took a question away from me because I was going to ask you about, you know, it's obviously a homegrown concept in Florida, just coming out of Florida. And sometimes those concepts can be pretty local, right? I mean, that they really don't necessarily translate into something that goes nationwide, but I think you just debunked my question about what your experience in Louisiana with your colleague there.
Yeah, and that was a risk that mm-hmm. I took when I came into this brand and signed on, because we hadn't yet opened any stores outside of South Florida. Mm. And the big question mark is, will this translate? It is a legacy brand in South Florida. People are very familiar with it. They've seen it. They've been around it. It's part of their life. And will that translate? And, you know, I mentioned the marketing piece. It's crucial anytime you're launching basically a new brand or an emerging brand into a market that is not familiar with it. You've got to think about those things before you open and how you're going to address the issue of, hey, I don't know what is Farm Source. What does it do? I mean, I've heard, you know, different statistics out there that it could take, somebody will drive by a new business for 3 months before they actually pull in and see what it's about. So you have to plan for those things. We're hoping it'd be less, and you can mitigate a lot of that with some marketing and just spreading the word. And of course, we're hopeful also with the word of mouth. You know, people, the feedback on our Facebook page, which is Farm Stores Georgia, the feedback has been phenomenal. I mean, the comments, people are talking about, oh, I remember 40 years ago, I used to go to Farm Stores on the way to high school and I'd grab a bagel and an orange juice before class. It was 40 years ago. Mm. So the feedback has been great. And like I said, I can't wait to open our first store. I can't wait to see how it goes.
That's awesome. So Kate, what's the process? Somebody that's listening to this hears the proposition, hears about this brand, and it strikes a chord with them. What kind of process do they have to go through with you in order to maybe explore opening a store?
Well, the first step would be to go to our website and let us know that you're interested in. You can either go through our Facebook page or directly to farmstores.com. And then your information will come to me, or you can reach out to me directly. I think you might have my information. We can post on your website.
Yes.
And we just start a conversation. Well, you know, like I said, people come into this from, you know, at different stages in their life. They may be young, they may be close to retirement. It really depends. And then we'll walk you through the process. We can go, you know, whatever speed you're willing to go. I've had franchisees that know what they want and this is what they want and they're ready to go. And I may have touched on it before. the franchise industry is regulated, and every franchisor out there has what they call a financial disclosure document. That is a legal document, and they are required to give you one. It is when you receive it, it's time stamped, and you cannot sign an agreement with that franchisor for a minimum of 14 days. So, and that is, you know, for your own protection, to make sure that, you know, you're thoroughly understanding what you're going to be doing. The process, I would say, would take at least a, probably 3-4 weeks at a minimum. Most are an average of 6 weeks to get to closure. So we'll walk you through. We haven't even talked about it, but there are financing options out there for people that, you know, maybe are looking for ways to help, either through an SBA loan, or there's a program called ROBS where you can actually tap into your retirement tax-free and penalty-free, and you don't have to pay it back. That company is Fran Fund or Guidant. There's some other ones out there that can administer that program for you. You know, there's a whole process that you need to go through. And my approach to this was, I'm going to get a team of people behind me, and they're going to be my team. So I have an attorney, I have a tax CPA person, I have maybe a business advisor or a mentor, you know, to check my thinking and make sure that I'm making the right decision. It is a big deal to sign a contract, because you do have to guarantee that you're going to be in this, and it's a big investment for most people.
So folks, do your homework. There's obviously, that's what that document's for, but do your homework. But let's send folks where they need to go at this point. I think this has been great. Kate, exciting. I'm hoping you get a place open near me, and we'll talk about that after the show's over. But yeah, this is great. Tell everyone where they can go, find more information, and be in touch with you.
Yes, it's the Facebook page is Farm Stores Georgia, or our website at farmstores.com.
Awesome. Kate Stroth, she is with Farm Stores, the area representative here in the state of Georgia. Kate, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, you are if you're in need of some, the cure of headaches that involve administrative tasks or bookkeeping, marketing, maybe you need a presentation prepared. Well, there's a smart and reliable office angel waiting for you. If you'll just call SES Gabito at 770-442-9246, she's the chief executive angel over there, and she's got office angels that she can match up with your business support needs, and help you maintain and grow your business. So, give her a call, check her out, and she'll send an angel over there to fly in, do the job, and fly off when it's done. So give her a call at 770-442-9246 or go to officeangels.us for more information. Just a reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30, and if you miss any of our live shows, you can find all of our shows. And we have some special ones we throw in along the way. You can find them on Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, really any of your favorite podcast apps. We're there. Just search for North Fulton Business Radio, or go to northfultonbusinessradio.com, and you can check out our archive of shows. We're up to going on 230 shows or something like that, where we've featured great business leaders like Kate. You can follow us on social media on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Kate Stroth, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.